Got to take it up close.
Yep.
We are now out of closed session. With this magic mallet. Attorney's report? Are we going, does this need to come back on?
I already got it on.
Okay.
We're good to go.
Welcome back.
Yep.
Returning from closed session, or just information was given, no action was taken.
Correct.
No, there's no attorney's report, manager's report?
Manager's report, yep, I got some stuff for you. On Wednesday, May 18th, myself, Micah, Jamie Boucher from Thermalito, and Chris Heindel from Thermalito met with Dina Hubert about the land acquisition of Rudy Creek Pumps over there at Rudy Creek Pump Station. We had just very preliminary discussions, and it sounds like we can make it something work that'll be a win-win for everybody. But we at this point we need to go and get the property appraised and see what it comes out to, and see what that dollar value would be, and then we can figure out what the trade equivalent for services would be. The next thing I have for you guys is, we already covered the other two things here, is I wanted to give you a total of what we ended up spending on that repair on Feather River Bridge, Highway 162, our line, that came out to $78,675 total repair. So it was good that it came in under the $80,000 that Commissioner Reynolds suggested. So that worked out. $78,675.
Thank you.
So that worked out great. I didn't have to have another special meeting to get a couple hundred dollars more. Just enough. So first month that we've kind of gotten some bad news on the influent pump station. In the design, they designed the electrical building that was going to feed the influent pump station was a prefabbed electrical building. Came pre-built with all the panels in it, everything, just set it down on the foundation, run the wires into it, and it's good to go. They don't even have a lead time on those prefab buildings. They won't even risk telling you anything because they're worried that it's not going to come. But it sounds like it's more than a year out. So we're talking change orders. We had a meeting with the Coleman Engineering, the construction manager, and Gateway, the contractor, and talked about our options here. They think that we might be able to build one for right around the same cost that it was going to cost just to buy the prefab. But we're waiting for that. They're going to have to come give me some numbers on that. But it looks like that's going to be a change order, and there's going to be actually a building that has to be built out there.
So you're talking about change orders because of the completion date?
Because of just not being able to get anything. And so we're going to have to change the plan, because that's like I said, it calls for a prefab metal building, so we'll have to change it into like a
CNC. I didn't know we could do that on job.
What's that?
I didn't know we could do that on job. I'm going to use that.
So,
can't give breaks. I need more money.
Hopefully it doesn't cost more money. That's the hope.
I can understand a change order to change the completion date because they're going to go.
They want that too. They want that too.
Yeah, it sounds like they want a lot.
Yeah, they want that too. That's because right now they're looking at December when we had an August 23rd completion date. Right now, December, and just on getting things.
Yeah.
They just can't get anything right now. The lead time on everything.
Electrical equipment
is the big stuff.
Well, that's it's primarily. A quick question: if we can't get the prefab building, and we think we can build one, but are the parts available to build one?
They're looking into that to see the parts would be available, because that'd be like block or whatever they're going to build it out of.
Okay, but I mean even all the electrical.
They're checking on that right now. That's what they're checking. They're checking to see what, you know, lead time on all that to see. So, you know, they went into basically scramble mode to figure out what we can do to get us back as close to schedule as possible.
Good.
So, yeah, we had that. Was there anything else on that?
The risk management plan.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to Thermalito guys, their engineer specifically, about doing that plan for us. And he is not able to. So we are going to move forward with Coleman if you guys are okay with that.
And just to refresh your memory, that was you guys approved us to go to Coleman for not to exceed $10,000 if Thermalito Water Sewer District couldn't do it. So Mike is, we gave the plan over to Chris Heindel. He went through it pretty good, and he says
it's out of his realm.
It's out of his realm. He wouldn't feel comfortable signing it because it's got like, it's like an earthquake plan part of it is. And he's like, I don't know any more about earthquakes than you do, so but I don't want to sign on it. Like, yeah, it makes 100% sense. I get it. So it looks like we will have to go back to the not to exceed 10,000 that you guys already approved for Coleman on that one.
I think that's it.
Yeah. So, but I will definitely, as information comes in on the influent pump station, I will be passing it along. As soon as I get it, I'll let you guys know. So we'll figure out what happens there.
Great. There's no visitors. Are there any visitors online that have questions or hand raised?
No, we're not online, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
That was just the recorder.
Hundreds of
hundreds of questions. Hundreds watching. Yeah.
I got our own Facebook page. Yeah.
No comments. There's no visitors, no comments. Any commissioner or staff comments?
I have one. I'd like to apologize for being late. I, as part of my job as a public defender investigator, we're in the middle of a homicide trial, and the judge held us till like 5:05 tonight and bound determined she wasn't going to let us go. And so I jumped in my truck and rushed down here, and I figured by the time I tried to dial it and drive, it was quicker just to drive. Anyway, I do apologize for being late.
Yeah, it's no. We actually assigned you to a bunch of different committees.
I figured.
Well.
So I figured as
much. Will be served.
Okay. Thank you. And as far as the gavel goes, I've been scolded several times. I'm the president at the Thermalito board, and I've been scolded several times for hitting the gavel too hard.
I see there's dents on this wood here.
Yeah, so just to forewarn you.
All right, any more comments?
Nope.
Yeah. All right, time is 5:40. This meeting is adjourned. Next meeting will be held on June 28th at 5 p.m. Thank you.